Divine intervention holds significant importance in the life of a Christian, particularly during challenging times. But what exactly do these two words signify? Divine, suggesting something beyond the earthly realm, heavenly and spiritual. Intervention, on the other hand, refers to taking action to interfere in another person's affairs. When you merge these terms, you understand it's as heavenly interference in human affairs on earth. When God intervenes in your circumstances, you can expect your problems to swiftly become a thing of the past. God does not stand idly by while his children struggle. He actively intervenes to aid them. For those who diligently follow his word, divine intervention is a promise fulfilled. Simply kneel in prayer and beseech God to take control, and he will answer. Hence, the purpose of this prayer is to seek divine intervention in our lives. Before you proceed, I want to encourage you to consider liking this video as it helps others recognize its importance. Additionally, I extend a warm welcome to those who are joining us for the first time. Your presence here is not accidental. It's all part of the Lord's plan to intervene in your situation. I invite you to subscribe to this channel to stay updated on future prayers. So join me as we pray this prayer on divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, thank you, gracious Father, for your love and mercies over your children. Thank you for always being intentional about them and mindful of them. And so in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that every evil arrow that the enemy and devil aims to attack you with, I pray that the Lord intervenes and redirects those arrows away from you in the name of Jesus. I pray every wicked scheme plotted against your life be dismantled and destroyed. I pray that the Lord steps into your circumstances and prevents the enemy from succeeding in undermining your destiny and glory. According to Psalm 54 verse 5, let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. In the realm of your business endeavors, I call upon divine intervention. May you begin to experience abundant returns and prosperity in all your money-making ventures. In the mighty name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." I pray that your business receives unprecedented favor and profits in the name of Jesus. According to Deuteronomy 28 verse 8, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. I pray for the Lord's intervention in your family affairs. I pray that peace and love reign within your household. I pray every seed of discord and contention that the enemy seeks to sow be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. I also declare that your family remains united and joyful. I pray for divine blessings in any academic pursuits you are involved in. I pray that upon you is bestowed wisdom and retentive memory that will enable you to excel in your studies and endeavors in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "For the Lord God gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Isaiah 58 verse 11 says, "The Lord will guide you always." I pray divine guidance and intervention over the lives of your children. I declare that they are shielded from violence and horror, and they are led on paths of righteousness in the name of Jesus. In every area of your life where there is lack or deficiency, I pray for divine intervention. I declare that every void in your life is filled, and what you lack is made up for from the Lord's riches in glory in the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." I pray that the manifest of his presence in your life and turn your unfavorable circumstances into positive ones in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Isaiah 43:19 says, See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Every agent of affliction or disease seeking to bind you with sickness, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. I declare victory over sickness and declare healing and wholeness over your life in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripe we were made whole. I reject and nullify every weapon formed by the enemy to bring you down, invoking the authority of Jesus' name. And I pray that you rely on the divine intervention of the Lord to fight against the schemes of the devil in every situation that appears hopeless or impossible. I pray that the Lord makes a way and provides divine guidance over your life in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43 verse 16 says, this is what the Lord says, he who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, every evil arrow launched by Satan to disrupt your life and hinder your progress, I reject and cast it down in the name of Jesus. And I declare that your spiritual life is safeguarded and you are shielded from the attacks of the enemy. I pray that the Lord intervenes in your personal affairs and that your life serves as a testament of his grace and faithfulness. I rebuke every weapon fashioned against you by the enemy and invite the Lord's preeminent controller over your life. I declare that divine prosperity and success manifest in every area of your life as the Lord intervenes in your affairs and grants you abundant blessing in the name of Jesus. Psalm 90 verse 17 says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And so I declare that you are delivered from every evil spirit seeking to destroy your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord grants you uncommon growth and prosperity according to his will in the areas of your family and marriage. I pray that your marriage is characterized by harmony and understanding, sustained by grace of God in the name of Jesus. I also declare that every obstacle hindering your progress be dismantled by the divine power of the Lord. May the intervention of the Lord thwart every scheme of the enemy against your destiny and transform every disappointment into divine appointment. According to the word of God in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. My declaration over you is that every chain of stagnation in your life and family be broken now and completely in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are elevated from obscurity to prominence by the mighty intervention of the Lord. By divine intervention, I declare that every foundational power hindering your breakthrough be uprooted and supernatural overflow of blessings be released upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you and you need only to be still. And so I declare that the intervention of the Lord speaks for you in every area and situation where you are unable to advocate for yourself. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Welcome to this new day, crafted by the Lord's hands, a marvel before our eyes. Today, my prayers are a shield against any evil plan against you. Now, the scripture says in Isaiah 54 verse 17, a very popular scripture, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So I want you in the comment section to declare boldly, no plan formed against me shall prosper. They may gather and scheme in one way, but in seven ways they shall be scattered. Do you believe what you wrote? This proclamation is a blessed assurance rooted in the promises of God. And so rejoice that God is about to do something new in your life. But before we pray, I would like you to like this video. By doing so, we get others to know that the prayer we are listening to is doing you good. I'll also like to take a time out to welcome those here for the first time. You are here for a reason. It was not coincidence. The Lord wants the poverty in your life to be destroyed. He wants you to prosper in every aspect of your life, lacking nothing, which is why He sent His Son. I would also like that you subscribe to this channel so that you will be notified of more prayers on this channel. Let us pray. We stand before the sacred presence of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we come before the throne of grace, seeking divine protection and intervention against any evil plans that may be devised against everyone under the sound of my voice today. Lord, as I am back on this prayer, I am reminded of the comforting words in your word, Psalm 34 verse 7, that says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." And so may this assurance be a source of strength and peace in the face of any adversity over the lives of everyone listening to me. Lord, I lift them into your loving hands and care, acknowledging that you, God, you are the ultimate protector and deliverer of their lives. Psalm 140 verses 1 to 2 say, "May the Lord rescue you from evildoers, protect you from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day." And Lord God Almighty, we ask that God you shield them against any schemes or machinations formed against them in the name of Jesus, as you surround them with your mighty angels as promised in Psalm 34 verse 7. Lord, let the angelic presence encamp around them, forming an impenetrable barrier against any evil plans in their lives. I declare that you are under the divine protection of the Most High, shielded from harm and delivered from the snares of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any evil plan or intentions that may be directed towards you. God's word assures us in Psalm 34 verse 21, "Evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned." And I trust God's righteousness and justice. So may those who devise harm against you be thwarted, and may God's divine justice prevail over them. May the Lord grant you discernment and wisdom to recognize any signs or danger of deceit. Let the Holy Spirit illuminate the path, revealing any hidden schemes, so that you may navigate with wisdom and clarity. James chapter 1 verse 5 promises us, says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you." And so, Lord, I ask for an abundance of your wisdom to guard their steps. I declare that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper, as the word has already gone forth in Isaiah 54 verse 17. "I rebuke any curses, hexes, or negative influences, for the blood of Christ has redeemed them from the power of darkness." I pray against these evil plans, and I also intercede for the transformation of the hearts behind them. In alignment with Romans 12, 21, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And so, Lord, we pray for your redemptive love to touch the hearts of those who may harbor ill intentions against your people. May your light penetrate their darkness, leading them to repentance and a change of heart. And in moments of uncertainty or fear, Father, may your people find solace in your promises. Psalm 23 verse 4 affirms us and says, "Even though you walk through the darkest valley, you will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me." May you experience the abiding comfort of God's presence, knowing that God is a faithful shepherd who guides and protects. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. And we say, Lord God Almighty, continually let your divine protection encompass everyone under the sound of my voice, and may their purposes prevail in the name of Jesus. As I bring them also, Lord, before you again, I am anchored on the assurance that you, O God, you are a shield against the schemes of the enemy that comes towards their life. The scripture guides us in Psalm 37 verses 7 and 9 that say, we are reminded, be still before God and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked plans. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. And so I lift them up before you, Lord God, to your throne of grace in the face of any wicked schemes or evil plans that may be directed their ways. Lord, I speak the Lord, the truth in your word, the Psalm 37 over their lives. May they find solace in being still before you, trusting that your timing is perfect. May you grant them the patience to wait upon you, untroubled by the success of those who carry out schemes against them. Father, we lean on your promise that those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in you will inherit the land. I pray for them and their inheritance, not just in earthly possessions, but in the abundance of your love, peace, and joy. May you protect them from the impact of any evil plans and guide them to inherit the blessings you have prepared for them. We navigate the challenges of the world. And so, Lord, I know as they navigate the challenges of the world filled with both visible and invisible battles, we are reminded of your wisdom in Romans 12, chapter 21, that says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so, Father, we pray that, Lord, you empower them to overcome any evil plans directed towards them through the goodness that comes from walking with your ways. Lord, we stand against any form of evil designed to harm or hinder their journeys. In the name of Jesus, I declare your victory over these schemes in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke any assignment of darkness and declare the power of God's light to dispel every shadow. Your word assures us, Lord, that your light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend. As it's written in John 1 verse 7, in times when anger or fear may rise within them, may you, Lord, grant them the strength to refrain from wrath in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you turn to God, find in peace that surpasses understanding of humans. May the Lord shield your heart and your mind from the corrosive effects of fretting, replacing anxiety with unwavering trust in God's sovereignty. And I claim the promise of Psalm 91 verses 3 to 4 for you. Surely he will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. I pray that you find refuge under God's wings, shielded from any traps or snares set by those with harmful intentions. May the Lord let your hope in him be unwavering. May you trust in God's promises to be the anchor that steadies you amidst the storms of adversity. I declare that your inheritance is secure. No evil plans can strip away the blessings God has ordained for you. May your heart overflow with hope, peace, and the knowledge that God is in control. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before your presence with a heart filled with trust and confidence, knowing that in your presence we'll find refuge and victory. As I lift everyone up unto you, Lord, I am reminded of the assurance that is found in your word in Psalm 34 verse 7 that says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice for their deliverance from any limitations or challenges imposed by the workings of witchcraft. I declare with unwavering faith that God's angels encamp around you. Let the heavenly host be a shield of protection, guarding you from any influence or harm orchestrated by forces of darkness. May you find solace in the knowledge of that God's divine protection is a fortress that cannot be penetrated by any form of witchcraft or malevolent schemes. In the authority of Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, I proclaim victory over every spiritual force that may seek to limit your potential or hinder your journey, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, God made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So I declare, the cross of Jesus Christ is the ultimate triumph over every form of witchcraft, breaking its power and influence over your life, as I rebuke and nullify any curses, spells, or enchantments that may have been directed towards you. In the name of Jesus, I break the chains of limitations and declare freedom over your life. God's word promises in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I pray, beloved, that you experience the liberating freedom that comes from God's grace in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you discernment to recognize any subtle workings of the enemy. May you be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, guiding you away from any parts that lead to harm. May God's word illuminate your way, and I pray that your steps are ordered by God's divine wisdom. I plead the blood of Jesus over every aspect of your life, over your mind, heart, body, and spirit. May the precious blood be a powerful shield over you, and I pray that it forms an impenetrable barrier against any negative influences in your life. I pray that you are covered by God's precious blood, experiencing the cleansing and the protective power that comes from being washed in the redemption of Christ. I also pray for your emotional and mental being. May God's peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and mind in Christ, as promised in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, replacing any anxiety or fear with the assurance of His love and the knowledge that you are securely held in His hands. I lift up those who may be involved in practices of witchcraft. Lord God Almighty, let mercy speak. Soften their hearts, open their eyes to the truth of your gospel, and lead them to repentance. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness and the assurance that your word brings. May they walk in the freedom and victory that you have provided them through the cross. In Jesus' powerful and victorious name, Lord, I also lift up everyone again, reminding you, Lord, of your word. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3, your word declares, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Beloved, I pray for you that you find strength in the unwavering faithfulness of our Lord, knowing that His protective hand is upon you. I ask that God will continuously be with you, acknowledging His sovereignty over all things. In the face of any perceived limitations brought about by witchcraft of dark forces, I stand firm on God's promises in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. May the Lord strengthen your spirit and fortify your resolve against any form of oppression. May His faithfulness be your refuge, and may you trust in His sustaining power. Psalm 18 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. I speak over your life. May you seek refuge in God, the unshakable rock and fortress. In the face of any attempts to impose limitations through witchcraft over your life, I declare that you will find solace in God's mighty deliverance. May the Lord be your shield and the source of salvation, an impenetrable stronghold against any schemes. I come against any binding limitations or spells that may be directed towards you. By the authority given in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement as we break, nullify the power of any enchantments or hexes. The word of God assures us that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And so in the name of Jesus, I declare freedom over every and any witchcraft limitations. For the blood of Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. I envelop you in the armor of God's light and truth, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 11 to 12. May you stand firm against the devil's schemes, recognizing that the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. Let the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit be your armor in this spiritual warfare. I ask for the discernment and wisdom for you to recognize any signs of malevolent influences. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit who guides into all truth and reveals the schemes of the enemy to men, eliminating any hidden snares and empowering you to walk in the light of his truth. I pray that God's angels encamp about you and around you, fulfilling the promise of Psalm 34:7. Let these heavenly beings guard you against any spiritual attacks or limitations orchestrated by the enemy. May the Lord's angelic protection around you as a shield, ensuring your safety and well-being. And in time of weariness or doubt, I pray you find strength in God's presence. May you draw near to God, experiencing the peace that surpasses all understanding. And may the Lord grant you assurance that with Him as the stronghold, no limitations formed against you can prevail in Jesus' name. I declare victory for you over any witchcraft limitations. May you continue to work in the freedom and authority granted by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' powerful and victorious name we pray. Amen. Please subscribe to this channel, and God bless you as you do so.